This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Curious about your brackets as the NCAA tournament gets underway today, just after noon. Let's talk about that in a second. Jeff, why don't you get us up to speed on what everyone's dying for today? A little more knowledge about Carson Wentz.
Baskin and Phelps present Getting to Know Carson Wentz.
Again, Carson Wentz is not the Browns quarterback, but after yesterday's
yet.
Story.
Yet.
He is not the Browns quarterback.
Could be. Could be, Andy.
Could be, Jeff.
Of course, he's from North Dakota. Went to North Dakota State, where he won two straight NCAA FCS national championships as the starting quarterback. Dude knows how to win. They have like a 33-game winning streak.
They were doing tournaments before.
Afterwards, sports before talk Ohio show State. Guys were saying that they were just tired. If you missed the first hour of the show, there you go. Dude was wildly successful at North Dakota State, where they played in the Fargo Dome.
Yes.
Could hold about 18, 19,000 people. That's a cool-looking building, by the way.
It is. If you ever... It's because it's cool outside.
Hey! There you go.
Have I ever been there? No.
Guy's a winner. No. Guy's a winner, Andy.
He's a winner, Jeff. Are they bringing him in?
Stay tuned.
Here, Ryan wants to talk to you about Carson Wentz. We're gonna.
I had to bet, I'd bet yes.
You're saying that you think the veteran the Browns are going to bring in is Carson Wentz.
That's what I'm betting.
You're betting on Carson Wentz.
If I had to bet money, I would bet on that.
Ryan in East Rutherford, I'm assuming New Jersey. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Rhino.
Hey, Meredith and gentlemen. Hey, I want to chime in on the number two pick overall, ironically, with Carson Wentz being picked number two overall, 2016. I mean, this is truly not rocket science, man. I know everyone says the phrase, you know, the draft is not a science. It's more like a work of art type of thing. But again, there is consistency to a lot of these drafts. And again, there's a lot of scenarios in which it's the same thing. And again, I don't know why everyone's buying into so much, especially GMs in particular, trying to save their jobs. To reach for a quarterback. Again, we saw number two pick overall. Look at the guy from Menor, Mitch Trubisky. Look at, obviously, RG3, Carson Wentz, et cetera. Not saying the number two pick overall is a disaster because there's been many good ones.
A little scary, isn't it, Rhino? I know where you're going.
Well, I'm merely saying this, Jeff. And again, I love listening to you guys and your callers, too, really in tune with what's going on. But these draft picks capability, these teams like hypotheticals, you know, like a Jets or Giants or Raiders or and the Cowboys, whatever, that may reach for number two overall. My God, we're going to get a king's ransom for this and drop back six or seven spots. In yesteryears, we've seen that these trades do not pan out. They just don't for whatever reason.
Stay tuned because that's coming up.
We fell into a scenario, guys, where we fell into the second pick overall. We could have the 10th or 15th the way things are going with two or three more wins. But again, we did, so let's maximize this. My fear, Jeff and Andy, and then again, and everyone, is our GM. He needs to make sure that he wins next year. He's got to showcase something to the fan base, what is the future, et cetera. At the same time, we're in this for the long haul. Some of these GMs are here for a couple of years and gone. I'm going to be a Browns fan until I die. So, again, it's like we want to maximize the future, not long term, but at least maximize the immediate future. And it's great if we trade. And then, again, I hope you're going to be at the draft because I know that's your Packer fan. I love going to the draft myself. And, again, it just fingers.
All right, Rhino, we lost him. They cut off the line there in East Rutherford. Browns fan till I die. That's got to be a T-shirt, isn't it?
I don't know.
That's
why not?
A T-shirt. Yeah, Browns fan till I die.
Get on that, Rhino.
Yeah, or a bumper sticker, right? You put that on the back of your motorcycle? Yes, no?
Sure, why not?
All right. Brackets. Did you do them? Yes or no?
No.
Benegan, I have did you not. Do a bracket?
Haven't done one in 5 years.
5 years since you've done a bracket?
Yeah, I've realized I'm an overall happier person when it comes to the tournament if
See?
I have nothing riding on it.
Really?
I can just sit there and watch basketball and enjoy.
I can't believe this is the first year that like I haven't been approached to do a couple brackets. Like not once. Maybe because can we out him? The guy that there was a guy that ran the office brackets. I'll just leave it at that. And he's not here anymore. So now there's no office bracket. And you only have like an hour left to fill it out anyway, right? Or take a loss in the
I
first
hate
game.
You people.
Yeah, that might have been him. Mayor, did you do one? Did you do a bracket? Maybe, maybe not. Nah, just shake your head, yes or no. Oh, you did do a bracket. Oh, well, all right, good. Meredith is the one person in the room that did do a bracket. I was reading a couple stories from the Associated Press. They're saying people aren't doing brackets. In fact,
I did a men and a women's bracket.
Oh, well, you know what's interesting?
Wow.
I tell you what, I love women's basketball, both at the college and the professional level. So my friend that runs our bracket that I've been doing for over a decade,
right?
He just added, I forget when, I think maybe 2 or 3 years ago, he added in an option to do a women's bracket for a pool as well. So
you'll find this interesting. According to the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, that's who they were teamed up with on this. They said their survey found that 16% of United States adults fill out a women's bracket every year or some years. So I think that popularity's picked up too. It had to have, especially over the last couple of years. So but it's much more common for bracket participants to only fill out a bracket for the men's tournament than the women's. About 1 in 10 U.S. adults only fill out a men's tournament bracket, while only 2% fill out a women's bracket. Only another 14% fill out a bracket for both tournaments at least some years. But there, according to this, though, it sounds like it's just not that brackets just aren't as hot as they were. I have a theory on that in a second. I know that's not our bit, but I do have a theory on that. And then it also said they talk about, so who fills out the brackets?
Who does fill out the brackets?
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked that because AP did too.
Thanks.
Among the March Madness bracket regulars, about 6 in 10 are men, including about 1/3 who are men under the age of 45. And then those who only fill out a bracket for the men's tournament are also overwhelmingly men. About 7 in 10 who fill out a bracket only fill out the men's bracket. So I find it interesting. Jeff, I'll be honest with you. I think the reason that brackets are down is because of our good friends at FanDuel. Because I think it's just easier to get involved and engaged in these games through legalized gambling than it is like, because I think the brackets before.
It's interesting.
Now, I do think there were fun. Like, I think it was a good and the other thing, too, was post-pandemic, you still have people that aren't in the office all the time.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So a lot of these things were driven by offices that were filled, right? So you just walk over to the person in the cubicle next to you and you'd say, hey, do you want it? Well, that person may not be sitting there because they're working from home today. Now, again, I know it's a little bit easier because of the internet and you can just go online and click and then send your bracket in that way. But I also think that a lot of these pools and these brackets are based on the camaraderie that you have in your office. And so if those aren't
I think that's a real valid point, by the way.
So part of that is there. And then, you know, the other part was just kind of the fun part of it. Like, it's almost like the people that fill out the office pool for squares during NFL football, right? You're like, there's no, you can't, it's just pure luck.
Yeah.
Oh, I got those numbers. I got those numbers. Jeff, I don't hear of anybody doing what we were talking about yesterday. You take all every team in the tournament, you write them down on a slip of paper, you throw them into a hat, you throw in some money, and then you get to pull your teams. I'm not hearing a lot of that. Like, I'm wondering if anybody's still even doing that. Nobody's doing that anymore.
The draft thing that I used to do with a bunch of my coworkers, I haven't done that in forever, and I haven't heard of people doing it either, where you would basically sit down and have a draft of tournament teams and end up with eight teams. And then total number of wins for your team, you win the pool.
Yeah,
that was my favorite because you actually, you know, you were trying to be smart about it, trying to pick a team that might win a game,
right?
You know, with one of your last picks.
Yeah,
that was fun.
I'm just like no buzz on that at all. Maybe it's just because of the world that we live in now.
Yeah,
maybe I've skipped a generation, or I'm out of the generation that cares anymore to fill out these brackets. But it's just, it doesn't feel the same as it used to. And so, you know, the Associated Press did this big survey on all this stuff, and it said, skipping this year's March Madness brackets, it's not just you. That's one of their stories that's out. And then they did a whole breakdown of who is, and I just talked about that, who is doing brackets this year. So I think for the most part, it's two things. It's one, I think a lot of us did it because of office camaraderie, and then the other part of it was, you know, just it was a fun thing to do, and now you have other options. And I think it seems easier, maybe in some ways, just to go to the FanDuel app and just go boom, 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 and then you're done. So maybe that's why. I don't know. So will you watch?
That might have something to do with it.
I just think it's easier. It's more efficient. It's just
I have seen brackets sitting around
here in the office.
Yeah, printed off,
but I think it's
they
more
weren't
for,
attached to pools.
Yeah, it's more about what game you want to watch and what you're going to do. Yeah. I do like – Jeff, I got to tell you, it is kind of fun to see this buzz around the city, and it picked up a little bit more today than it did yesterday. But, you know, when you got the banners out there that say first and second round, or, you know, when we get the high-level stuff like the Women's Final Four, I know we're going to talk about the Dome coming up at noon with Daryl Ryder, but, you know, they were saying – what was the estimate that this brings like $20 million to the economy – this weekend?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we had a Final Four here? If we had the men's Final Four here?
Yeah. That would be bigger than 20, I would guess.
Yeah, well, right? Because of logistics of seating.
Sure.
Because we don't have a venue that can handle that right now.
Well, no.
Unless they suddenly want to put a bubble dome over the Brown Stadium and then figure out how to put a hardwood court on grass, that'd be great. Although, if they can do a concert on there, why couldn't they put...
We could do it all outside. Wind be damned.
Yeah. Oh, wouldn't that be great? You play all season indoors, and then all of a sudden you're playing outdoors, and you're trying to win a championship.
Wait, guys on the PGA Tour have to factor in wind.
Wait, we tried.
Kickers have to factor in wind.
I'm the only one that's going to make this thing. We tried to do that with high school hockey a couple years ago. How'd that work out? Not very good. Let's play the opportunity to go to states outside after playing your entire life inside. Oh, man, I could have a V8. It was like one of the most mind-boggling decisions. I know, I'm the only one that cares. There's like six of us that care about that. 216-474-0092. When we come back, we'll talk to Chelsea Janes from the Washington Post. Oh, she's good. We'll talk to her next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.